And on the third day of a boil advisory, my true love gave to me. A reading and a saint, at least. First, the reading. Jesus talks about inside and outside of the cup cleanliness, which could be interesting enough when dealing with cracked cups with water lines like ours. But it's St. Paul's words to the Romans that interest me more this morning. Our great New Testament letter writer is sending this ahead of him before touching down in the capital city, and as such, wants to give a good overview of the Christian way. We're used to explanations through Judaism. St. Paul is offering something for the pagans in Rome this morning. Ever since the creation of the world, Paul observes, God's invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. So this created world isn't just busted pipes and boiled, then cooled, then used water. The created world gives proof of God, manifests his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity. What's one place for that, for us, to notice today? If this is hard to imagine, maybe a brief word from St. Teresa of Avila, our poet saint of the day. Vuestra soy para vos nací. I am yours, for you I was born. The title of one of her beautiful works. Vuestra soy para vos nací, que mandáis hacer de mí. I am yours, for you I was born. What would you have me do? In an outside world with frustrations, difficulties, dropped pressure, maybe we begin to notice what St. Paul points out when we again notice whom we are connected to, for whom we were born.